Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane.
And I'm Caitlin Burke.
And welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. On today's show, we're talking to Gillian Alex, author of Tuesday at 3. This is Gillian's first book, and it's a novel of a New York City girl who writes about her love escapades while figuring out her newly single life. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes, but first we're gonna talk to Caitlin.
The eClad's Hidden Gem promotion for the month of August, and this is your last week to get it. August is wrapping up, so it is one free hour of setup before your event. So you know how long it takes to set up and paying that extra money. You can just pay for the hours that your event is taking place, which is a really great deal.
Yes.
One free hour. So if you want more information, you can call us here at the Hidden Gem. And our phone number is, Casey?
It's 212-644-6445. Again, it's 212-644-6445. Or you can even hit us up via email, which is hiddengem@eclad, and it's y-clad.com. All right, guys, so as promised, we are here with Gillian Alex, and we are going to talk about this amazing book, Tuesday at 3, and so we're going to just jump right into it. Hi, Gillian.
Hi, ladies.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're excited to have you.
Yes. I'm excited to be here. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's start with something a little fun.
All right.
And so we always start every show by asking our guests to tell us something like a fun fact about who they are. Like anything, like, yes. You know, we've heard all kinds of things. So a fun fact.
So I don't know how fun this is, but I've probably looked under the hood of my car 3 times in 13 years. I don't know how fun that is, but I think it's funny.
Because it's funny.
So who checks out the vehicle?
A boy.
Okay. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Okay, yeah, I guess that is a fun fact. I mean, it's an interesting fact.
It's an interesting fact. I don't know how fun it is, but yeah.
It's funny.
I think it's funny.
It's funny, for sure. So, okay, you know, gearing off of the boy thing helping you. Mm-hmm. What if you are in a situation where, like, you break down or something? Do we apply the boy to that situation as well? Or, I mean, what does Gillian do?
Of course.
Yeah?
Gillian figures it out.
Okay.
She figures it out.
All right. But well, let's not get
it. It's always nice to have a boy on deck, though.
Okay.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. So we're going to jump into talking about Tuesday at 3. We read some of it, and it's really good so far. I love it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, all about New York and...
It's captivating, like,
yes,
on deck, like, as you, like, from the beginning, from jump, it's
oh,
just,
exactly.
Like, it's captivating, and you're already, like, okay, who are these characters?
Yes. Yeah, what's going to happen next? So, like, what inspired you to write this book? Mm-hmm.
Well, since we were talking about boys, in 2010, I came back from a trip, and the guy that I went to visit, all the women in his life were on the top of their game, so his banker was a girl. His real estate agent was a girl. His business partner was a girl. So when I came back, I said, you know, what am I doing? I had started writing kind of loosey-goosey and really wasn't taking it serious.
Yeah.
But meeting those women who were so successful, it just kind of, you know, put a little fire into my butt and I started writing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So... just kind of piggybacking on Kaylin's question, what made you think of to write in this direction, in the direction that you took the book? Like, how does that come into form?
Okay, so then it goes to another backstory, because everything is based on your backstory. You just don't show up here.
Right.
You know, stuff got you here.
Right.
So 2 years prior to that, in 2008, I had an accessory business. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it. Yeah. I'm going to go from, it's time to go from mom and pop. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this global. Yeah. Like, I'm taking this brand, my accessories. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows what happened in 2008. And that was the fall of 2008. I was extremely bummed. I had a guy friend who said, listen, now is not the time for you to do this. And thank God I listened. And I started dating like crazy.
In place of the accessories, she started dating boys. Okay.
Like crazy. Okay. Every boy. A German shepherd could have came up and said, rough, rough, date. And I would have said, rough, rough, yes. You name it, I was dating. So I had all of these stories. So I had a roommate at the time. And she said, you know, you should start writing these down. So that's what happened. I started writing the stories down. And then let's jump forward to 2010. She moves out. Mm-hmm. I take this great trip, come back home to all this writing, because I'm handwriting at this point. And I'm like, I have to do something with this. So, yeah, when I talk about it, I think I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What if I never started writing?
Yeah, and that's how the main character Alexa feels. So, you know, from what you said, I'm kind of guessing that Alexa is you, because Alexa has like her accessories brand. She does date a lot. So is she officially you, or is there some fiction thrown in there as well?
There's tons of fiction thrown in there. And, you know, what is so awesome about the novel is Alexa Ross, this girl in New York City, she's 30, turning 31, right where girls start going crazy. They think, oh my God, I'm old. Oh my God, I'm not married. Oh my God, I need a baby. Oh my God, nothing. Oh my God, you need your womanhood. Mm-hmm. And that is what Alexa was able to find in this novel that I hadn't even found myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm writing this story about this girl who's taking steps I haven't even taken.
Yeah.
So
I love that, you know, that you have, that essentially there's like, I guess, substance to mm-hmm. this character, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's not just like, you know, there's a positive message basically, and it's like, you know what, you can be a woman on your own. You don't need, you know, I don't know, said man or said whatever to like be empowered, kind of thing.
Right.
That's what I got from what you just said.
Yes,
I hope.
that's totally it.
Yeah. Okay, so would you mind like reading an excerpt from
sure
that?
Yeah, of course I would love to. Okay, so I'm going to read from the month of March.
Okay.
So the book is written diary style. It follows Alexa Ross through 1 year of her life. During that year, she finds her womanhood. Mm-hmm. Tuesday at 3, March Madness. If men knew as much about women as they do about sports, then the manufacturers of vibrators would go out of business, chocolate factories would shut down, and the scale would be an obsolete device. Men speak about sports with a passion that rivals a politician's demeanor on the debate stand. I mean, men and their love for sports is some serious girly shit. They obsess over their favorite team, they buy special outfits in the team colors, and they are relentless in their devotion. They will paint their faces, put any and every obligation on hold for a game. Whether in public or in the privacy of their own homes, they are passionate and aren't afraid to show it. But when it comes to the subject of women, they are absolutely clueless.
Oh, man.
They really don't get how easy to understand we truly are. We're talking second grade math here. No algebraic theories or Einstein allergies needed. Make us smile, make us happy, make us laugh, and we'll be your biggest fan. We're not complicated. God damn it, treat us like your favorite team. Praise our strengths and offer solutions for our weakness. Stand by us through ups and downs and parade us around with pride. I mean, if we so much as like a guy a little, then we probably already secretly love him a lot. I maintain that a girl just wants a boy to get her like he gets his favorite team and whose only goal is to make sure that she wins.
I love that.
Yeah. I also think the title's funny, because March Madness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's written in March, sports.
Oh. I love this, where you say, they obsess over their favorite team. They buy special outfits in the team colors, and they are relentless in their devotion. But then you said something about, like, you know, being girls, like, you know, relating that act.
Yeah, because it is some girl shit.
Is.
Think about it. They pay, like, they have to get up in the morning. First of all, they have to go buy the paint. Then they have to probably practice what they're going to do. Am I going to do stripes? Am I going to do stars? Am I going to make this one red? Am I going to make this? Look, that's some girly shit putting that together.
It's a lot of thought.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing.
No, yeah.
But it's like they are dead serious about this. Whole house might be in the team colors. Like, obsessed. Completely obsessed.
Oh my goodness.
I got like accessories, man. Yes. Accessories.
But you're totally into like the whole
sports
paraphernalia and like, you know.
Yeah, no, I might be one of them. Crossbreed.
Crossbreed.
I think I would have to agree.
Yeah, right? Because I could vibe with the guy in the sport. Well, if he doesn't like my team, I'm not dating him.
Whoa, okay.
So that's,
wow.
That's my cross.
That's a deal breaker?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
Kind of, yeah. Well, I have to work that out.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like really in thought here. I'm just like, wow.
Well, if it's like my arch rival team, definitely not. If it's like a team that's like, you know, you kind of like don't really hate, then maybe.
Okay, just, I mean, I know this interview is not about you, Carolyn, but I just have to ask.
Yeah, for the record.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand. So, all right, so what happened? Like, I'm trying to understand why a deal breaker for something? I mean, so you don't like his team and he doesn't like your team. Like, what's the factor that's in there that, like, kind of.
This is going to sound crazy. It's like someone in your family doesn't like him. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like.
No,
you
don't.
Like,
we're trying to figure this
we're
out.
Trying to understand.
It's like, you hate my team, like, you hate me. I don't know. It's a crazy yeah. thing. These guys are crazy.
I must agree that the word crazy in that sentence
it's
really
crazy. Applies. Yes. That you're, like, such a devotion to the team. Yeah. It's like your baby.
You know, okay. We'd have to process
hear
that
you.
A little
bit. Yeah, we're just a little because deal breaker.
I know, that's you know, that's... I don't know.
That's heavy.
It is. But yeah, let's go back. That was a huge digression. So you gave us a little preview of the book and what it's like, but let our listeners know what else they could expect from it if they were to grab a copy.
Oh my gosh. Listen, you are following this girl, shadowing her. And every Tuesday at 3 is when you are listening to her voice. What's up in her head, what she's feeling in her heart. So it's really those short vignettes that drive this novel. That's what this story is built around. What she's thinking, what she's feeling, because that's what it's all about. What are we thinking today? You know, some days are good days, some days are bad days. So you're gonna watch her have these great, great highs and incredible lows.
What I like about it, and we kind of touched on this earlier, is just that, you know, the fact that it's sort of like a New York City story.
Yeah, I love that part.
So it kind of resonates. Although I've never, like, you know, for me, I had my daughter at, 17.
Uh-huh.
My life was over since then. So there was no dating. There was no, like, I didn't have much of a life. Then I met my husband, and then, you know, we have the bit, like, it just, there's no, so I can live vicariously through this character, and that's what I thought was
interesting. And that's what's so beautiful about this, because you can see her, you can picture her, the men in her life, the women in her life, her day-to-day, you can see her in New York City, and you can put your, you can have a little bit of
Alexa
off in your life. Yeah,
today.
You definitely can. You could be Alexa today.
Right? Okay, so yesterday was your amazing book launch.
Woo!
tell the listeners a little bit about that and, like, you know, the whole experience and what people, the feedback you're getting about the book and that kind of thing.
Well, okay, you know, what was so beautiful about having it here at Y-Clat is because this screams New York City chic girl apartment. Life, like when you're here in New York City, sometimes all you have is your house. So when you go home, it needs to be cute. Whatever your deal is, if you want country, then you go country. You want chic, you want chic.
Right.
You want to go Marvin, you want Marvin. But this space screamed Alexa Ross with the chandeliers and the curtains. So I fell in love with it, and I knew people were going to walk in, and this book was going to resonate with this space.
Yeah.
And that's all I heard all night.
Oh my gosh.
What a great space. What a great book. What a great space. Yeah. What a great book. I mean, amazing.
So, in other words, it was a successful
event. It was a very successful event. We had an amazing turnout. It was the best.
Yeah.
It really was. And it had a lot to do with the space.
Oh, thank you. We weren't trying to play.
It's not about that. But this book is about this girl in New York City. Mm-hmm. And as you read it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much of the book away.
No,
but,
of course.
But you'll understand why her space is so important.
Right.
So it was a great event. We had a nice turnout. We had good music.
Yeah.
We sold a lot of books.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So it came to life in the space.
It came to life. I mean, the minute you opened the door, bam. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
Book party launch. Let's do it.
And then her theme, you know, just to like give a little bit on the feel, like the whole feel of the space. Like her theme was just really based you know, with the book, or on the book rather. So she had like on one of the walls, just like all the, what do you call it? What was it called?
The Smart Girl Rules.
Oh, cool.
The Smart Girl Rules. So the Smart Girl Rules are 12 rules mm-hmm. that Alexa Ross lives by, her mantras. Mm-hmm. And she builds these rules throughout the book. So they just come organically. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the novel, she has 12 of them.
And they were all up on the wall.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It was good. Amazing. The party was freaking amazing.
Yay! Good to hear.
That's so exciting. And so, you know, what type of girl or guy do you think mm-hmm. guys should be reading this? Like, who is this book for?
Oh. This is for the girl who is taking, you know, taking stock of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing right now is I'm seeing women just on their A game at 21, at 28, at 31, at 41,
yeah.
at just figuring it out and realizing there are no color lines, there's no time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Your success is built on you and within you. So this book is for the girl that just needs to be reminded of that.
Yeah.
You know, we are girls. We're the superpower. You know?
I have to agree. Okay, so what we'd like to do is kind of talk, you know, about the business aspect of what you're doing. Of course, this, you know, writing a book, being an author of a book, mm-hmm. it's a business.
It is a business.
Right? Okay, so when you decided to, you know, you decided I'm going to do this book.
Uh-huh.
You're excited about it.
Yes.
What were your steps to bring it into fruition?
Wow. First of all, I had to write it.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's working on a book, you have to write.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the writing out of the way.
Okay.
Now we have to decide, how am I going to get it out there? Who am I going to align myself with to get this product out
mm-hmm.
there? And I chose to align myself with Simon & Schuster's self-publishing imprint, Archway Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it was a perfect match for me because they have some real big chick lit books on their list of
nice.
Yeah, so I knew this book needed to be aligned with Simon & Schuster's imprint.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little money to do this.
Yeah.
You've got to have a little money to do this, and you have to really understand that you've got to market.
Yeah.
So you just got to jump in and you just can't be afraid.
Yeah.
So you've got to put yourself out there. You can't be afraid. You have to do your research. You've got to take trips to Barnes & Noble. You have to get online. You have to find out who's in my genre.
Yeah.
You know, who's doing what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
What does their book look like? What does their cover look like? Who's going to do my cover art? You've got to search for all of that because you only have one time to put this book out once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have to get it right.
And
yes,
you have
exactly.
to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get it right. So.
Good advice. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think you hit some key points.
Yeah. And it's your homework. It's your research.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to go. There's several self-publishing companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to pick the one that you think is the best fit for you because they all do the same thing.
Yeah.
You just have to find out what works best for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question was going to be, you know, any advice, but maybe I'll twist it around since you did give a lot of advice already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any advice for people who want to be like Alexa?
Who wants to be like Alexa Ross? Every girl wants to be Alexa Ross. Are you kidding me? You have to just get out there and not be afraid.
Yeah.
You know, keep your mind open and your heart open and push through. You have to push through those days when you don't want to get up. You have to get up.
Yeah.
If you have to cry, then you cry. There's a smart girl rule. You pick your last day to cry. You don't cry for a month. Okay? You pick your last day to cry. You don't cry for a whole year. You pick your last day to cry.
Okay.
So you put it in your head. Okay, I'm only going to cry for so long, and then I'm not crying anymore, because you have to keep it moving, you know?
I like that, though. Yeah. It's like a form of motivation.
Yes.
You know, and it keeps the brain and the whole body just kind mm-hmm. of things turning. It forces you to have to, like you said, get up and go.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so this part of the show, there are a series of questions we ask all of our guests.
Okay.
So, you know, it applies to the two industries that, well, I guess, three industries that, you know, we work with here.
Okay.
So, it, you know, events, fashion, and
okay.
also lifestyle. So, okay, the first question is, what's the best event that you've ever attended and why?
What?
As I was saying
yeah,
it.
That's definitely it.
My book launch. My name is Gillian Alex. I'm a writer. And my book launch that was held at YClads on July 19th, Tuesday. Title of the book, Tuesday at 3. Best event ever.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. We'll move on.
Yes. So you have three jewelry and or accessory essentials you think everyone should own or that you never leave the house without?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You gotta own a good pair of shoes. You just have to.
Okay. We're in agreement so far. Let's go.
All right. Number two, you need some lip gloss.
Okay.
Don't ever believe you don't need lip gloss. You need it.
Okay.
All right. Number three, you need to have a great handbag. Period.
Okay.
It's true. Those New York girls, definitely.
Yeah. I'm not a handbag girl, so I mean, so.
Glasses. Glasses are very important too. Sunglasses are amazing. Mm. They really are.
Didn't we have a guest that talked about the importance of sunglasses?
Yeah.
But she talked about how important it is. You know what? This really would apply to Alexa, because she talked about like not, you know, the whole shaming thing the next day. What did she call that?
The walk of shame.
I'm sorry. You say it like I'm supposed to know. The walk of shame. And you're supposed to own a pair of sunglasses.
Actually smart girl rule number 5. Always keep a pair of sunglasses in your bag.
See? Mm-hmm. See? Okay, so you kind of answered this question already, but I have to ask because I always say this, I really feel like it's probably the most important question of all the questions that we ask.
Okay.
So, that said, are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
You need both.
See, that's mine. That's mine, both.
Okay.
What are you?
I'm a lip gloss. I'm a chapstick or a lip gloss girl because I'm like a wash and go girl. Like, I don't want to do anything. Like, for the show, I'll do a little dabble because I know I'm being filmed.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you've seen me on a regular day. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I do no makeup. No, I do my lip gloss and I just, you know, I wash my hair and I go, oh, not, but actually in the reverse. But, you know what I'm trying to say.
You need both.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kaylin always says that.
Kaylin. Maybe we have to get her some lip gloss for Christmas.
Yeah. That would be
lipstick for Christmas.
Yeah.
Lipstick.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so what's next for you? So any like plans?
What's next? Yeah. All right. Besides like pushing this beautiful novel, I'm working on the second one.
Already? Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Already. I'm working on the second one. I'm gonna keep the name a secret for now.
Okay.
But the title is in the book.
Okay. It's a sequel. It's not a separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Alexa's still the main character, mm-hmm. and we're just taking it forward.
We're taking it forward.
I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So then we have to finish it. We're going to finish the book,
yes.
and we're going to be anticipating the new one.
We're going to be anticipating
so
the new one.
So when are you thinking? I know you can't give like a exact, but like a, you know, a guesstimate. Like when are you thinking we'll see?
A guesstimate. We'll see her in the beginning of 2017.
Mm.
Ooh, okay.
She's going to be a new girl.
Mm.
A different girl.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay, we'll see.
That's
we'll
exciting.
See. Uh-huh.
Okay, so where can our listeners and our viewers, you know, purchase your book, pick up a copy?
Okay, so go to my website,
mm-hmm.
www.tuesdayat3.com. Or send me an email at gillian@tuesdayat3.com.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And then finally, do you want to share your social handles if anyone wants to, you know, see what you're up to?
Yes. Instagram, Tuesday at 3. Twitter, Tuesday at 3. Facebook, Tuesday at 3.
Do you guys, you know, you catch the ongoing?
Tuesday at 3.
Tuesday at 3, folks. Tuesday at 3.
Tuesday at 3. Tuesday at 3.
Thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun.
Yes.
So this means that you have to come back.
Oh, I'm back.
Right? Because we need to know what's next. Well, we know what's next, but we need to know when you put the next book out.
Yes.
We have to be part of that somehow.
Of course.
And so we're looking forward to that.
I will bring lipstick.
Okay.
So we can bring, me and Kayla can bring you into our world, into the club.
I'm going to try.
Come on.
You know what? I'm actually improving because I'm doing color this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Your dress is pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm usually in all black.
Mm-hmm.
My husband complains all the time.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm slow. There you go. I am.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Ladies, so this was fun. Amazing.
Okay, guys. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we will have the designer feature and the news and events of the week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
So we are back to the designer feature of the day, which Casey has been wearing throughout the show, and it is the large lace cuff by Mercedes Salazar, and it's a adjustable hand sculpted lace cuff. So like you saw, it's adjustable, so she can, you know, fit it to whatever size your wrist is, which is great. And we have it in pink and silver. This is the silver one, of course.
It looks slightly pink to me.
Definitely the silver one. So yeah, there's pink over bronze or silver over bronze. And it's handcrafted and designed. And it's a super fun look. I love that it's like lace, but like, you know, bronze.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? And it's actual lace. I don't know if you can remember that, but it's an actual lace dipped in bronze so that it can keep the shape of the lace.
Yeah.
And then they cover it with the silver on top.
Yeah, so cool, because that's like the intricate detailing. There's like little cutouts of like a real piece of lace.
Yeah. So, yeah, like Kaylin said, go and get yours.
eClad.com.
eClad.com. Okay, guys, so on today's news, Aeropostale Inc. may be bankrupt, but it's not just giving up. Aeropostale seeks to auction its assets in bankruptcy wind down. The company recently stated in court papers that it is now preparing to sell all its assets and is gearing to bring claims against senior lender Sycamore Partners, the private equity firm it said drove it into bankruptcy. I feel like we're constantly doing these type of, like, you know, not so great stories.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was happening.
I didn't know that either until, yeah, it's so crazy. So anyway, the New York-based company said in court papers on July 15, reorganization on a standalone basis is not feasible. Instead, it will look for a stalking horse to make the lead bid at an auction next month and will pass the proceeds of any sales to creditors. So apparently they owe a great deal of money at this point, and they're trying to like clear out debt. So the company is listed to have $390 million worth of debt and about $354 million in assets in Chapter 11 petition filed May 4th in the city here in Manhattan.
This is a little happier of a story.
I know.
And so on July 12th, U-Treasure by Kei Uno, which is a Japanese company, they've introduced a new line of Pokemon jewelry, very fitting with Pokemon Go, which is not working right now.
It's not working?
No. Too many people using it. It's not working.
Today. If you guys missed last week's show, that was the craziest thing with this whole Pokemon thing that Kaylin's like obsessed with. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay, so, you know, with the craze of Pokemon, everyone's exploring their cities on their phones, and so it's a great time for the company. It's called Pocket Monsters is the name of the line, and it contains 7 pieces, and it's advertised as a bridal collection.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Interesting.
But it's, you know, because they're available in platinum, silver, gold, and they're fully customizable. You can do mix and match metals. There's gemstones. So there's prices from $100 for a silver ring to $1,143 for a platinum and diamond ring.
It's like a huge range of prices. Yes. You could afford something in there.
Oh, yeah. So if you're a Pokemon fan, you should go get your Pokemon jewelry.
I can't imagine wearing Pokemon to my wedding. But, you know, yeah. I didn't have like a traditional wedding, so what do I know? Okay, so Hudson's Bay Company has closed a new $400 million 5-year mortgage on Lord & Taylor, a flagship property here in New York City located at 424-438 Fifth Avenue to refinance the existing mortgage of $250 million due September 2017, next year. So appraisers value the property at $655 million based on assumption that the property is net leased by Lord & Taylor at an estimated current fair market rent. The company states this debt is non-recourse to the operating company and provides HBC with an efficient capital structure from which to continue its global retailing growth initiatives.
Okay, and also another big, what's it called? What are those?
Retail store? What?
No, department store.
Department
store. That's not like for us.
That's what they're called.
Department stores. Macy's is launching an artificial intelligence mobile tool.
Really cool, right?
Yeah, and it's an on-call pilot, so it's a web tool that allows customers to interact with an artificial intelligence platform via mobile devices, and it's going to be tested in 10 locations nationwide. And so it allows customers to input natural language questions regarding each participating store's unique product assortment. And then, you know, they can ask about services, facilities, and get a customized response. So you can, like, type in, like, a combination of brand and product inquiries. And, like, for example, you can type in, like, a guest dress. And they'll receive a response and location of the product in the store. Which is super helpful, like, because that Macy's in Herald Square is hard to navigate. So
you think so? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it is kind of big. I could totally see that.
How many stories? So, yeah, so they're kind of, you know, gauging how to use this technology now that they have it, and in future phases they're going to try to make it completely like cognitive, like dialogue back and forth, which would be like Siri.
So now on to events. So in today's event, or this week's event, Elements Outdoor Music and Art Festival is happening on August 13th. It's a premier music and arts festival at a spectacularly unique last industrial waterfront venue, I believe in Brooklyn. It's a secret location, so they're not telling anyone exactly where it is, just that it's a waterfront location. So it's featuring 4 stages, earth, wind, water, fire, large-scale themed art installations, 3D projection mapping, death-defying aerial performances, magnificent art cars, decadent food trucks, exotic clothing, jewelry vendors, rides, slides, circus performances, and an entire new world to experience. It sounds that we should be making a trip to this, spectacular event thing or whatever they're calling
sounds
it.
Cool.
No, there are going to be food trucks. Now we know how important food is to. And then B, it just sounds so cool. It just seems like something that's just out of the ordinary, and it just sounds like a fun event. So if you're interested in going, tickets are being sold on their Facebook page, or I guess you can access information through their Facebook page, and it's Elements Fest New York City, or hit up Eventbrite for tickets there.
So also having to do with food, Hudson River Park is having a blues barbecue.
Ooh.
So that'll be on August 20th at 2 p.m. at Pier 97, and it's free, which is super important.
Right.
So it'll be from 2 to 9, which is a Saturday, so everyone bound to be able to make it. And so they had one in 2015. It did so well. They decided to come back with it for 17 years. This is the 17th annual. So last year was successful. I'm sure the other 16 were too.
Were even better.
Yeah, exactly. So it's featuring, you know, blues music, some of America's best blues and roots musicians, and then New York City's different barbecue options as well. So, you know, you're on the river, you're having barbecue.
You can't beat barbecue.
Right.
We talk about this every week.
Yes.
Okay, but no, it sounds great. And then it's free.
Free.
So you're really just paying for,
food. Which is great.
Okay, guys, so we are going to take a quick break, and when we return, we are going to have Girl Talk.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods.
From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at eClad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
All right, guys, so we are back with our Girl Talk segment. I'm Casey Benet.
I'm Kayla Burns.
I'm Mirafili Moraiti.
And I'm Sarah Paul.
And on today's episode, or today's segment, I should say, of Girl Talk, Kaylin is going to take us through her topic for
the day. So, Zayn from formerly One Direction, now Solo, he posted on Instagram that he got a new tattoo, and it is a lightsaber, but it actually glows in the dark. So it's a UV tattoo, which I had never seen before. So those were talking about if this is a cool new thing that you think people are doing, or if it's really bizarre and unnecessary to get a glow-in-the-dark tattoo. You gotta buy this really famous guy, John Boy, that all celebrities get their tattoos at. And it's here in New York City. So Kylie and Kendall got their tattoos there. Actually, I know Kendall did. Yeah, I think she did. She got that white dot. He does all like that white ink too.
I don't get a white ink tattoo.
Yeah, like, that's the big thing now too.
I don't get it.
I've not seen it.
It just looks like a scar.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't look like
what's
the purpose? Like a scar. I don't know. But you should see Kendall's. It's one dot. It's like a white dot.
I hope you call that tattoo. That's just like,
it's not, it's just like, I don't want a real one, but I don't want to like disappoint my friends. Because they all went together.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of any of this, because A, I've not seen the white tattoo. B, I don't know who Zayn is. C, I'm not as cool as these other girls, so I'm just gonna let them do all the talking.
So Zayn is in One Direction.
I've heard of the group in One Direction, but I don't know any of their songs. So.
What makes you beautiful?
You want to sing it?
No, I do not want to sing it at all.
Would you like to go before Kaylin?
No.
Go ahead, Kaylin. Kaylin, you can definitely.
How does it go? You know you might not know where I'm like.
Oh, I know your song. I do know that song. Okay. So I know. I
can't go over it.
Oh my god. I don't
have to come for
it. I actually really like the same song, Pillow Topic. It's like, it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Who are you talking to Zayn about?
What? They always play the song at work. Like,
right, when you say it's a guilty pleasure song, like, who are you talking to Zayn about?
What?
That's a good question.
I'm talking to Sasha.
Yeah!
It's a guilty pleasure, then, like, I shouldn't like his music because it's.
It's one of those things you don't tell people.
Yeah.
No, I get you. Like, said, I thought that.
The Kardashians or like reality TV.
I get that, but I thought the statement that you made was, you know what, I love to talk about him. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. So I'm not
like, he has a song called Pillow Talk.
So that's why I was saying to you, who are you talking to about?
He has a song called Pillow Talk.
Okay, I got confused with the talk. How's it go?
I don't know how this song goes.
You know,
I'm stuck in the soft of the
day. Oh shit.
You don't know
that
song?
No, I've heard it. I can't even
tune. No, first song cover, but actually, I was thinking like. I can't sing. I actually.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah, they're together now.
She's got to get with it. my new homework, my daily homework. Yeah.
So back to the tattoo.
Yes, you completely.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I mean, like, I would never personally get a tattoo because I'm too indecisive. But I really like them on guys. I don't know about glow in the dark. Like, does it? Because I haven't seen a picture of it. So is it just like you can just see it in the dark, or you can see like
an outline and like light, okay, and then the dark turns blue. So I think it's cool because it does the lightsaber.
So of course we will make sure to have this posted for you guys to see, but just so that we can. The
That's cool.
Can see.
Yeah, so it's
really cool, yeah. Shall we really go for like festivals?
Yeah.
Is that when you have like a one and then you went to the festival and just feel like glow?
No, for I don't know. But I would say for
how many EDM festivals are you going to?
Okay, wait, can we just you know, this whole EDM thing came up in season one with, oh my gosh, we had what the guy that sang?
Leia.
Okay. So somehow the EDM thing came up during that
segment. On an EDM track, which is weird.
Okay. And I, to this day, still don't know what the hell EDM is.
EDM just stands for electronic dance music. Mm-hmm. So it's very vague. Yeah. Like, it's more of a thing here. Like, I don't know, in Europe, like, it's not. We really say EDM.
What? It would be just, like, what house?
Well, like, it's...
We're not just talking about techno house.
Yeah, okay,
it's
yeah.
Mixed.
I never understand the difference between techno and house, but, like, a lot of people are just, like my friends are very into... like EDM, and they're just like, yeah, there's a difference between us.
Right,
and
it's like,
yeah, just like, get it.
Folk, more folk or something.
Okay.
Techno's like, tech. I used to be in Berlin for like, oh sorry, I said very pretentious, like, well, like,
I used to be in
Berlin somewhere, and like, they're really just like techno there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, quite a better way to pass, but like, in general.
Mm.
I do like that music though.
Yeah. But they always have like fun, like, big, like, party kind of like, so it's like you're dancing but you're also partying.
But I think like that
light lights is a very
similar.
Oh, they still do that in the
80s. Yeah,
it's bad. But yeah, that's a very American thing. I think, do they have like those big festivals?
They do have
party kind of.
I think EDM is more of a. I know. I know. The reason I found out more about like American juice and things is from when my sister lived in LA. She came home like now you have no idea like Diplo or anyone like that. But now like their major ladies are like huge in Ireland as well. So they played at a festival actually last
night. All right, guys. So that is our combo on Zayn, Malik, or Malik, a name that no one here seems to know how it's pronounced.
Just call Zayn now. So
and according to Sarah, he's just known as Zayn, so the artist formerly known as Zayn. And so,
no, he's
currently known as sorry, the artist currently known as Zayn. I was thinking about the other artist who's no longer with us that was formerly known. Anyway,
Prince.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on to one other topic that I, you know, which might be dated by the time that you guys see this, but nonetheless, it shouldn't be any less funny. So anyway, I wanted to touch on the whole Michelle Obama / Melania Trump controversy. The plagiarizing of I'm losing my words here. The plagiarizing of Michelle Obama's speech in 2008. Okay, so I thought it would be really, really, really cool if we got Sarah to play Melania, and if we got Erfili to be Obama's.
I'm doing
Michelle Obama. Okay, so
I'm gonna
start off with Michelle.
I don't like it.
And then basically, let me just say the whole purpose of this is to see if there is really a difference in the two speeches. So let's see. I mean,
I feel so weird saying this, but and Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond and you do what you say you're gonna do, that you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them and even if you don't agree with them. And Barack and I, my husband, set out to build lives guided by these values and pass them on to the next generation. Because we want our children, have children, and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Do I have to hear our hand?
Okay, and so Melania, you take it away.
Okay, so from a young age, my parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your work is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise, that you treat people with respect. They taught me and showed me values and morals in their daily lives. That is a lesson I continue to pass along to our son, and we need to pass those lessons on many generations to follow, because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievement is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Great job, Maya.
I have this saying, but I have, this weird feeling that like Trump just did this on purpose to create more.
Yeah, because that
tweet was a replica of Obama's tweet. Did you see that too?
Yeah.
He like, Obama said like, you know, okay, Michelle, like,
oh, he's just playing a game. Yeah, it's just a big circus for him.
Listen, I have been saying for like the past week that this is a big, like it's a joke. I'm convinced that we are, it's a joke on the American people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's going to say, it's a big prank, and he's going to say, I fooled you. And then
run.
I don't know.
Oh, no, if he gets to be president, though, like, I'd probably be impeached in a week,
That's very true. Something will happen. But yeah, I mean, there are so many arguments around the internet with like Trump supporters being like, everyone recycles speeches, and these are like very basic things, like our children and whatever. But like, here's the thing, this is like a lot of like word-for-word things from the soon to be former first lady. And it's like way too soon, the speech that she gave to be recycled in that way. So
it wasn't like a Lincoln speech.
Yeah, exactly. So it was either that the person who wrote the speech plagiarized and like kind of played a prank on Trump, or Trump wanted publicity. Because I feel like for him, even bad publicity is still good publicity.
But it's interesting you say that. He actually tweeted that. He was like, you know what? And he says, it's crazy to me that the media is so focused on Melania's melee or something like that. And he says that, you know what? This is the most press that anyone has gotten in the years of running for president. And he was like, you know, but they do say that, you know, any press is good press, so if you believe that, then we did something like that. And it's not word for word, it's kind of close.
It's got him written all over, because he's just like across, like, horrible, like this, that would just be like a funny joke to him, like just like stealing someone else's speech and being like, like everyone still supports me.
I mean, and then on
like, the thing that people don't realize is that he thinks all his supporters are idiots, like,
he thinks we're all idiots. We're in this world and we're just like,
he knows that he can get the Republican vote and like, but he thinks the people that are voting for him are stupid, which I would argue that they are. And like, he's playing off that, like, so he's just kind of like making a mockery of his own followers, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I saw also on like Facebook and things that are circling, a lot of his supporters or Republican supporters are kind of like comparing the two speeches and kind of saying, oh, but Melania did it kind of better, or like she looks nicer, or like having these like kind of racist and sexist kind of like political cartoons with Michelle Obama's like more butch and like looking like she's angry giving the speech, and then like her being like all pretty and like
modeling,
and being like, well, she said it better. Well, she didn't say anything, she copied it.
And she's no, like, she's dead by now.
Yeah,
like, she's actually.
Yeah, there was no patch.
Well, that's the thing, people were saying that it was, like, planned because, like, the Trump campaign wanted everyone to put Michelle Obama and, like, you know, her in the same sentence and, like, kind of talk about them together. Because everyone really respects Michelle, so then they're like, you know, we can get them, like, compared a little more.
Okay, guys, so that concludes this episode of Girl Talk. And so just remember, we are on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And also be sure that you're, you know, catching all of our YouTube videos and liking them and sharing them. We'd appreciate it. And if you have any opinions on this topic or any one of our topics for this evening, feel free to let us know without the political biases and no nasty comments. We're not having it. All right. So remember, guys, love life and wear well. And have a great night.
Make America great again.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut a lot of that out. Yeah. But, you know, at least we had a lot of banter we can choose from.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.